Please pause here. Welcome back to Pause Here, where we delve into the art and science of breathing to improve our daily lives. I'm your host, Sarah, here to guide you through the science and simplicity of breathing, meditation, and relaxation techniques that can transform your day, your health, and even your sleep. There's a moment right before sleep when everything just lets go. Your body softens, your thoughts dissolve, and for a breath or two, the world feels quiet again. But what if you could find that moment anytime? Not by accident, not only when the day is finally over, but on purpose, with a single breath. For thousands of years, people have used breath as a doorway, from ancient yogic traditions, to mindfulness, to modern clinical psychology. And one pattern in particular has become a bridge between these worlds. The 4-7-8 count breath. 4 counts in, 7 counts hold, and 8 counts out. It's deceptively simple, but it's more than just counting. It's an invitation, a rebalancing, a signal to your nervous system that says, you can unwind now. In today's episode, we'll explore the story of this breath, how it works in your body, where it came from, what science says about it, and how it's being used everywhere from hospital recovery rooms to the Pausing Point app's gentle unwind mode, a space designed to bring your body back to stillness. So let's begin. When you inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 7, and exhale for 8, you're not just calming yourself, you're running a quiet program that speaks directly to your nervous system, your autonomic nervous system to be exact. It's the hidden circuitry that runs everything that you don't have to think about, your heart rate, digestion, blood pressure, even your pupils. It's made up of two sides, the sympathetic nervous system, the accelerator, fight, flight, focus, and the parasympathetic nervous system, or the brake, rest, digest, restore. Most of us live with the accelerator pressed down far too often. Emails, screens, traffic, alerts. And even when we rest, our physiology doesn't always get the memo. That's where the unwind breathing pattern comes in. It's like a code, a manual override. Each phase of the pattern targets a different physiological switch. When you inhale for 4, you activate your diaphragm and take in oxygen that wakes your brain just enough to focus. As you hold for 7, carbon dioxide gently builds up in your blood. In this case, it's not dangerous, it's actually therapeutic. That increase in CO2 tells your brain to slow down the heart, preserve oxygen, to rest now. And when you exhale for 8, you're activating the vagus nerve, a long, winding nerve that connects your brain to your heart, lungs, and gut. The longer you exhale, the stronger the signal of safety it sends. That's why after a few rounds of unwind breathing, your pulse slows, your blood pressure dips, and your body begins to drift towards stillness. This breathing pattern isn't new. Versions of it go back centuries. In ancient India, yogis practiced Kambhaka, the art of controlled breath holding, said to bring the body into stillness and the mind into focus. In Japan, Zen monks refined Susokukan, a practice of counting each slow breath as a meditation on impermanence. In the West, the 4-7-8 pattern found its way through Dr. Andrew Weil, who in the early 2000s translated these ancient rhythms into something accessible for modern stress and sleep. He often described it as a natural tranquilizer for the nervous system. Today, the same ancient rhythm is now measured in heart rate monitors and brain scans. Science is putting data behind those traditions and showing that slowing the breath slows the mind, and peace is something that you can practice. Back in 2002, psychologist John Delaney conducted one of the earliest studies on breathing and heart rate variability. He found that when people slowed their breathing, their heartbeats began to move in sync with each inhale and exhale. This pattern, called respiratory sinus arrhythmia, is a marker of parasympathetic strength. In plain terms, slow breathing makes your body more resilient to stress. Fast forward to 2019, neuroscientist Ravi Jerath published a paper describing how holding the breath, that 7-second pause in the middle, sends signals through the vagus nerve up to the brainstem and into the cortex, quieting the areas that loop anxiety and repetitive thought. Conscious breathing reshaping the neural circuits of calm. Then the research began to multiply. In 2022, a study explored what happens when sleep-deprived young adults practice controlled breathing, including the 4-7-8 rhythm. Their findings? Lower blood pressure, improved blood sugar regulation, and restored vascular function. Effects normally only achieved through deep rest. By 2023, hospitals were paying attention. At one bariatric recovery unit, researchers found that post-surgical patients recovering from abdominal operations used less pain medication and slept more deeply when practicing the 4-7-8 breath twice daily. Another study on healthcare professionals showed that short breathing breaks reduced burnout and stabilized moods during long shifts. They suggest that this simple rhythm, something you can do right now without leaving your chair, has tangible, physiological effects on the way we heal, rest, and restore. In 2024, technology met tradition. Researchers in Japan designed a mindful breathing app using the 4-7-8 rhythm to track heart rate activity during sleep. Over 2 weeks of nighttime use, heart rate variability increased and participants slept more peacefully. They found it also reduced nocturnal sympathetic activity. In other words, the body stayed calmer even through dreams. Their conclusion was simple but striking. Digital breathing guidance could be a new form of sleep therapy. Recently, a large review was conducted that combined dozens of studies using the unwind breathing pattern across chronic illnesses, stress, and mental health. Their results showed clear patterns: decreased anxiety, better emotional regulation, improved focus, and higher life satisfaction, all from something as simple as timed breath. So what began as an ancient spiritual practice now stands as a scientifically verified way to soothe your nervous system, to remind your body of its own balance. And that, at its heart, is what the unwind pattern really does. So how can we bring this into our daily lives? You don't have to be lying on a yoga mat. You don't have to set aside an hour. You just need a moment. The beauty of the unwind pattern is that it fits wherever you are. Try it before bed, when your thoughts are circling, to signal your body that the day is ending. Try it before a meeting, when your chest feels tight and your shoulders are tense. Try it on the train, or while your morning coffee brews, eyes closed, headphones in. You can do it alone, or if you'd like a gentle rhythm to guide you, you can open the Pausing Point app and tap on the unwind pattern. It syncs your breath with sound: slow piano, strings, ocean tones. Pausing Point helps pace your inhale, hold, and the long exhale, making it easier for your body to fall into rhythm, especially when your mind is busy. You can count silently, you can hum the exhale, you can even whisper a word of affirmation with each release. You can take it with you anywhere and everywhere, at your desk, in a waiting room, between moments of chaos. Because every time you practice, you teach your body what calm feels like. And with time, it learns how to get there faster. And if you practice regularly, something subtle starts to change. You'll notice you can drop into a calm state faster. Your body starts to remember. You'll begin to feel the moment your nervous system clicks into safety mode, that small but powerful shift from on guard to I'm okay. In hospitals, nurses now use this breath for pain management. Therapists use it to ground trauma survivors during flashbacks. Teachers use it in classrooms to help children settle after recess. And on Pausing Point, it's helping thousands of listeners unwind at the end of their day. It's not about control. It's about cooperation with your own biology. You don't have to think calm. You can breathe calm. And that changes everything. So what do we take away from all this? When you look across the research, from early studies on heart rate variability to the latest sleep and stress trials, the message is pretty consistent. Slowing your breath changes how your body functions. That's not a metaphor, it's physiology. When you extend the exhale, you engage the vagus nerve. When you pause the breath for just a few seconds, you recalibrate oxygen and carbon dioxide balance. And together, these two actions shift your nervous system from fight or flight into rest and restore. And that's what the unwind pattern does. It gives you a repeatable, measurable way to help your body reset. What's powerful about this isn't that it's new, it's that it's accessible. It doesn't require any special equipment or an hour-long practice. It's something you can do in the middle of your day, at your desk, or in bed to help you fall asleep. Studies show you can see benefits with as little as 4 breath cycles. That's under a minute of conscious breathing. So the takeaway is simple. Consistency beats intensity. You don't need to feel zen for this to work. If you just keep using the pattern, even for a few rounds a day, your baseline level of tension starts to change. Heart rate, blood pressure, sleep latency, they all shift in the right direction. And that's the beauty of it. You're not forcing calm, you're giving your body the information it needs to calm itself. In the Pausing Point app, we call it the unwind pattern, because that's exactly what it does. It helps you unwind the physical tension and mental noise that builds up without you noticing. But the goal isn't perfection, it's awareness. You start to notice earlier when your breath shortens or your chest tightens, and you know you have a way to respond. Over time, this will become second nature. A few 4, 7, 8 breaths become a signal, a cue for your body to stand down. The research community has a phrase for this, autonomic flexibility. It means your body can adapt quickly, speeding up when it needs to, and slowing down when it doesn't. That flexibility is linked to resilience, better emotional regulation, and even improved immune response. So the unwind pattern isn't just a relaxation trick, it's training for your nervous system. Each slow exhale is a repetition, like a rep in the gym, but for your mental muscles. And maybe that's the point. In a world that rewards speed, one of the most useful skills we can practice is slowing down on purpose. Not to escape life, but to meet it with a steadier rhythm. So as we move on into the final practice for this episode, remember, the breath you're about to take is doing real work. It's lowering stress hormones, stabilizing your heartbeat, and creating conditions where focus, rest, and healing actually happen. It's giving you a chance to pause, to unwind, to give your body the time to catch up with your mind. So thank you for pausing here with me today. If you've enjoyed our time together, try out the Pausing Point app for more mindful rests. Why not share this episode with someone who could use a pause in their playlist? And don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcast platforms to never miss an episode. If you want, you can also follow us on our social media platforms. We're at Pausing Point to get updates and stay connected. Next time on Pause Here, we're shifting gears. We've spent the last few episodes slowing down, finding our calm, relaxing, learning how to soften the edges of stress. But calm isn't the only kind of presence. Sometimes what we need is energy, the clear, focused kind that wakes the body and sharpens your mind. In the next episode, we'll explore the energize pattern, a 4-2 count breathing rhythm that does almost the opposite of the unwind pattern. Instead of long exhales that slow the heart, this one uses shorter cycles and quicker oxygen exchange to gently activate your nervous system. It's alert, but not anxious, uplifting without being overwhelming. We'll look at the science of energized breathwork, how shorter, sharper inhales can improve your focus, increase heart rate variability, and even boost reaction time and mood regulation. If the unwind pattern helps you find stillness, the energize pattern helps you find clarity. It's about bringing energy back online with intention. I can't wait to bring more peaceful pausing points and practical tips your way next time. As we close today's episode, if you have a few more minutes to stick around, I invite you to join me for a short unwind meditation. If you can, find a spot where you can really relax. Maybe you're already in bed, or maybe you're just sitting somewhere quiet. This is your time to let the day loosen its grip. There's nothing left to do. No one who needs anything from you right now. Just this breath. Let's start by just noticing your body. Maybe your shoulders are still a bit tense from earlier in the day. Maybe your jaw's tight, or your mind is still replaying things from the day. That's okay. You don't have to push it away. Just take notice of it. Now, let's take one slow inhale through the nose and sigh it out through the mouth. We'll start to settle into the unwind pattern now, the 4-7-8 rhythm. But remember, this isn't about doing it perfectly. It's about giving yourself permission to slow down. Inhale gently through your nose for 4. Hold your breath for 7. Exhale slowly through your mouth for 8. Inhale for 4, hold for 7, and exhale for 8. As you settle into this rhythm, notice how your body starts to follow your breath. Your shoulders drop a little. Your heartbeat softens. Your face relaxes. If you can, breathe so quietly that only you can hear it, like you're whispering to yourself that it's okay to rest. Keep that gentle rhythm going. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let the breath be a signal to your body that the day is done. Maybe think about one thing from today that you can let go of. A conversation that didn't sit right. A task left unfinished. Something that kept your mind busy. On your next exhale, imagine it leaving your body. Just like steam rising off a warm cup of tea. If you notice thoughts coming up, that's fine. They don't need to disappear. Just let them drift by like clouds. You don't have to follow them anywhere. Right now, it's just breath and sound and quiet. If you're lying down, feel the weight of your body against the surface beneath you. Let yourself be supported. You don't have to hold yourself up anymore. Notice how your breath has already changed. It's slower now, softer, without effort. That's your body taking over. You've given it permission to rest. Let's do one last full round together. Inhale gently for 4. Hold for 7. Exhale for 8. You've done enough for today. You've worked enough, tried enough, thought enough. Right now, this is the pause. If you're ready for sleep, you can let yourself drift there. If you're just ending your day, you can stay right here in this quiet for a while. Thank you for breathing with me tonight. Until next time, pause here, breathe deep, and unwind.